Watch, Joe Biden publicly silent after three journalists killed in Ukraine. By Charlie Spiring on March 16, 2022. President Joe Biden continues his public silence after three journalists were killed while reporting on Russia's war in Ukraine. American documentary journalist Brent Renaud was killed on Sunday, March 13. Fox News photojournalist Pierre Zakharzewski, 55, an Irish citizen, was killed on Monday, March 14, as well as Oleksandra Sashakov-Shinova, 24, a Ukrainian journalist working for Fox News. The president hosted two events on Tuesday after the journalists were killed but did not publicly mention their deaths or pay tribute to their lives or work telling the story of the war in Ukraine. During a signing ceremony at the White House for the Consolidated Appropriations Act, which included $13.6 billion to address the war in Ukraine, Biden spoke about the war but did not mention the journalists who lost their lives reporting on it. Putin's aggression against Ukraine has united people all across America. United our two parties in Congress, and united freedom-loving world. Biden said, boasting his administration was providing anti-air and anti-tank weapons to help the fight Russia. We're moving urgently to further augment the support to the brave people of Ukraine as they defend their country, he continued. After the signing ceremony, as he glad-handed with American members of Congress, Biden ignored several shouted questions from reporters, including a question from Fox News reporter about the slain journalists. During an event celebrating Women's History Month, Biden also made no mention of their deaths. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki refused to detail any reaction from the president during the press briefing on Tuesday. "I'm not going to outline private conversations from here at this point in time," Psaki said when asked if the president would publicly acknowledge their deaths. She excused Biden's silence, noting the families were likely in a time of mourning. "Beyond that, I think we're just respecting their space and time," she concluded.